PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words clumsy and supreme.
Early one morning, in the room of Becky Word Girl Botsford and Bob Captain Huggy Face. Do monkeys have last names? Never mind.
You almost ready, Bob? Bob, are you sure you need another disguise? I mean, nobody recognizes you as Captain Huggy. Whoa. Are you sure you can see okay? Princess Beauty! You know, people are just going to think you're clumsy.
Hi, hon! Hi, Bob. Just wanted to remind you have art class after school today.
Thanks, Mom. We're taking a field trip to the museum.
Oh! They have a new exhibit this week. Ancient artifacts from Tryptophania. Pretty exciting!
I guess.
Little clumsy today, huh, Bob?
See? Told ya.
Oh! I'm late for work. Have fun, guys.
We'd better hustle too, Bob.
Meanwhile, in the lair of the butcher...
No matter what I do, I still can't beat Word Girl. I've tried everything. My hamburger hammer, pork chop chop, meatball mayhem, nothing worked. I need more power.
We interrupt your programming for a TV news special report.
Here at the museum, a new exhibit of ancient Tryptophanian artifacts starts today. I'm standing here with the museum's curator. So if I'm not feeling well, you can... curator me, right? Get it?
I do get it, yes.
So what's this? It looks like an old piece of beef jerky.
It's more than that. It's the beef jerky of supreme power. Why, the
beef jerky of supreme power
is a powerful necklace that belonged to the great Tryptophanian leader, Butchermesh. Legend holds that the necklace gave Butchermesh great powers, supreme powers, that helped him defeat his enemies.
Wow, that is some heavy-duty jewelry. So why haven't you beefed up security around the
beef jerky of supreme power?
Beefed up security. Joke.
I get it, yes. Well, you see, the
beef jerky of supreme power
doesn't give its power to just anyone. Oh, no. Someone would already have to have had power over all meat products in order for the necklace to have any effect at all.
Yeah, how many people are there like that in the world, huh? Let me try it on.
Oh, no.
Just for a minute.
Security!
Ancient beef jerky, huh?
Later that day at the museum.
Ah, yes. Take a deep breath with me, children. That is the smell of art.
I don't remember you being so clumsy, Bob.
This, children, is a very powerful ancient Tryptophanian artifact.
The beef jerky of supreme power!
Oh.
That poor Tryptophanian cow. Psst, Bob.
Wow, great outfit. We've never had a super fan before. Here to see the ancient meat, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, the beef jerky of sunbeam power.
Oh, sorry, I've never heard of the beef jerky of sunbeam power. However, we do have the
beef jerky of supreme power.
Oh, yes, I believe that would do.
But just imagine, if you had any special meat powers, that necklace would make you supremely powerful.
Miss Champlain, I have to use the ladies' room.
Hurry back.
Right. Come on, Bob.
So clumsy! Who let a porcupine in here?
freeze, buddy. Hold it right there. Whoa, too fast. Falling.
Oh, hey, you all right there?
Thanks.
Oh, no problem. I'm a little clumsy myself.
Clumsy?
Oh, sure. I mean, look at my little legs. I'm top heavy.
Right. Well, thanks again.
You're welcome. Prescribe me attack!
Ouch.
Now then, nothing will stand in the way between me and that beef jerky thing over there.
Freeze, Butcher!
Not again.
You okay?
Whew. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just a little clumsy.
What?
Clumsy. You know, like, when you, fall over and stuff.
The word is clumsy. It means awkward and bumbling.
Oh, clumsy. Yeah, I guess I kind of heard of that. Hey, thanks. You know, you're not so bad, work girl.
Stop, thanks.
Too bad you're in the way. Pastrami attack!
Puggy! You might as well give it up. Anything you can dish out? Huggy can eat.
That's why I need that necklace. More power!
Just missed.
Oh, wow. I'm all tingly.
Oh, no.
That's right, work girl. I, the butcher, now have control of the beef jerky of Sunbeam Power! Huh, that's weird. No echo.
Well, I think that's because it isn't the beef jerky of Sunbeam Power. It's the beef jerky of Supreme Power!
Oh, what's the difference?
Mind if I take this one, word girl?
Be my guest.
Well, you see, sunbeams are shafts of light given off by the sun, whereas Supreme means the biggest and the best.
Nice job.
Well, I've watched your show.
Oh, stop.
Yes. Where am I?
Hey, can I give the shout-out a try?
I guess so.
The beef jerky of supreme power!
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
I don't suppose you'll consider giving up.
I don't suppose either. Pastrami attack!
Ah!
Hasta la adios, word girl.
Is this the end of the line for Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face? Will they ever escape this supreme pile of pastrami?
Actually, it's gonna take a while. This is way more pastrami than usual. Why don't you go to the butcher's lair again, see what he's up to, and then come back in a little bit.
Okay. Meanwhile, in the butcher's lair...
My new supremely meaty powers are amazing! Plus, I have access to meats I never had before! Kielbasa Crusher! Shepherd's pie pow! Chicken cordon blam! Nothing will stand in my way of taking over the city! Nothing!
We interrupt this special report for another special report.
I'm back here at the museum where a daring and meaty heist just took place by this man, the Butcher.
Oh, look at that. I'm on TV.
What happened?
The Butcher stole the beef jerky of supreme power.
That's horrible. You sure have a bone to pick with him. A bone to...
Yeah. The Butcher may have gotten away with the beef jerky of supreme power necklace, but thank goodness he didn't get his hands on those.
What are those?
Those are the bacon earrings of supreme power.
Wow, really?
Yep, they're part of the set. If the Butcher got his hands on those, why, he'd be supremely unstoppable. And they're on display right there. Right there.
So if the Butcher wanted to come back and take them, you probably couldn't stop him.
Nope. Hopefully he's not watching TV right now.
Earrings, huh? I wonder if I have to wear them.
Oh, and he needs to wear them, so if he's coming back to get them, he better get his ears pierced.
Oh, man. I'm gonna have to make a stop.
Great job, Huggy. Uh-oh.
There you guys are.
Yeah, we got lost in the Egyptian exhibit.
Really? I thought they took that out last month.
Oh, no wonder we got lost in it. It wasn't there. Oh, this is getting supremely annoying.
Say, buddy, you know where I could find those bacon earrings you were talking about on TV?
You look familiar.
Me? No, I'm certainly not the guy who stole this necklace.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Right over there.
Thanks. I'll take them to go.
Wait a minute. You are the same.
Shepherd's pie! Pow!
Better put the brakes on, Butcher.
Word girl!
You look pretty.
You won't be laughing for long. Beef Wellington, whoa!
Beef Wellington? You could never make that before.
Because before, I wasn't the Butcher Supreme!
Get him, Huggy!
Oh, yeah? Try getting this out of your head. Beef Wellington, whoa! You missed! Chicken cold all flame! Now, if you'll refuse me, there are some earrings with my name on it.
Huggy, tilt your head 45 degrees up!
I can feel the power! The supreme power of meat!
Huggy, how many butchers do you see? Aim for the middle one!
I'm losing power. What's going on?
Now a little to the left.
No! You chiseled off the supreme bacon. You know, it doesn't matter. I still have the beef jerky of supreme power. And you know what that makes me? The Butcher Supreme! Whoop! Whoa! Ah!
You may have been the Butcher Supreme, but you were also supremely clumsy. You realize that meat was like 5,000 years old?
And so Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face saved the day again, mostly because the butcher is clumsy.
These bacon earrings are ruined. And where's my beef jerky necklace?
We should go. Back door.
Tune in again next time for another supreme episode of Word Girl.
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is devour. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Anyone know the definition of devour? Yes, Phil.
Devour means to gorge down food.
No. Anyone else?
Devour means to gobble down food.
That's what I said!
Well, who could understand you when you were devouring that sandwich?
I clearly said, devour means to gobble down food. See?
Sorry, Phil. We have to disqualify you for talking with your mouth full. Bad manners. Congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. The official Word Girl World's largest stalk of broccoli. Okay, well, maybe the world's second largest stalk of broccoli. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for appetite and expand. Just an ordinary day at the city's power plant.
Man, this job is boring.
Yeah, well, at least we have that small glowing ball to keep us warm.
That doesn't seem right.
Hey, it's getting bigger.
We've got to do something before it destroys the whole power plant.
The super secret experimental serum.
That'll work!
Oh, man. It didn't do anything. It's still expanding.
How about we hit it with the gamma radiation ray? That should have worked.
It's still expanding. What now?
Throw some deli slices at it.
Are you kidding? Electricity and deli meat never mix. You know that.
Then what?
Pour your soda on it.
Come on, soda. Do your magic.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, at the Botsford residence, looks like there's a party in the works. Ooh, I hope there's cake.
This is going to be one doozy of a surprise party. I can't wait to see the expression on Becky's face.
Do I have to do this? I'm missing my Word Girl Superfans meeting.
Yes, you do. It's your sister's big day.
I can't believe my little girl is growing up so fast.
Do we really need that much food, dear?
Oh, of course we do, hon. You know how Bob gets at parties. He has such an appetite.
Appetite? Good word, hon.
Thanks. Becky used it the other day, and I kind of took a shine to it.
She's so good with words.
Yep, just like that superhero. What's her name?
Word Girl, dear. She saved your life 3 times.
Word Girl, that's right. You know, I don't think I've ever seen Becky and Word Girl in the same room together.
Neither have I. In fact, Becky and Word Girl seem to have quite a few things in common.
That's right. They're about the same age. They have the same hair color.
I wonder if it's possible that Becky is really... Oh, Bob!
Oh, don't worry, champ. I'll get you out of there lickety-split. Now, what were we talking about?
I forgot.
Me too. So, when is Becky due to arrive?
About an hour. I have her running errands.
Good one.
Meanwhile, Becky Botsford, a.k.a. Word Girl, has used her super speed to get her errands done super quickly.
That wasn't so bad. Guess I'll head home.
Unbeknownst to Becky, her decision to go home early could very well set off a chain of events that will lead to the ruin of her surprise birthday party. Oops.
There's a surprise party? For my birthday?
No, I mean...
This is awesome! But wait, I'm not going to be surprised by the surprise anymore. Aw, oh, man, I'm going to have to fake it.
Sorry about that.
Let's see if I can pull it off. How does this look?
Kind of looks like you drank some bad milk.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, Becky! You drink some bad milk or something?
Hey, Scoops. No, I... That's weird.
What? The present? Oh, I always carry this around. It's not for you.
No, I mean the... What is that?
Oh, you're talking about the energy monster.
Woo! Energy monster?
Yeah, that thing's been destroying downtown for the past 20 minutes or so. But don't worry, Word Girl will take it out.
But what if she has a party to go to?
Well, I gotta go or I'll be late for your surprise birthday party. I mean, I gotta go.
The real surprise is that you guys kept this thing a secret for so long.
I said I was sorry.
Oh, no! It's headed for the energy district! Look out!
Uh-oh. Learn up!
It won't stop!
Downtown is being destroyed!
Every power source it eats just makes it... What's the word? Hugify?
Embiggen?
Growulate?
Expand!
Word Girl, you scared me.
Oh, sorry about that, but expand means to increase in size.
Oh! What are you going to do?
I'm going to stop that thing, then open up my presents.
Sounds like a good plan. What?
Hey! Hey, you! Listen! It's my birthday today, so I was wondering if maybe you could come back and destroy the town tomorrow? That would really work better for me. What do you say? Fine. I'll just have to take you down. Ruin my birthday, will ya? Well, we could have just done a scene sweep. Yeah, gave me all electrical. That was easy. Hey, this thing is pretty light. I'll be back at my party in no time. Okay, no more Mr. Nice Girl.
Here, you look like you could use this.
Dr. Two Brains? Did you create this electrical monstrosity?
That thing? No. I'm just out shopping for some crackers.
You're shopping? I thought you just stole everything.
Oh, I steal the cheese. I buy the crackers.
Huh.
Wow, look at that thing go.
Yeah.
It's expanding, you know.
I know. Aha!
What?
Now, if I only had a cord with a giant plug at one end.
Like that one?
I'll just plug this monster right into the city's power lines. He'll be used up by everyone watching TV. That'll work, right?
I don't know. The mouse brain says no, and he's usually right.
I guess we'll just have to see, won't we? Oh, no! The cord's too short. I have to lure the monster back in range. And when I do, I need someone to keep it plugged in.
Don't look at me. In fact, I should get going. These crackers aren't gonna top themselves with cheese and eat themselves.
Hey, but good luck.
Thanks.
Oh, no! The energy creature is heading towards the city's main power grid!
The main power grid? If it reaches that, the monster will become unstoppable!
Will the energy monster reach the main power grid and become unstoppable? Will Word Girl get back in time to open the collection of Pretty Princess Encyclopedias her friend Violet got her?
She did?
I'm sorry, I did it again, didn't I?
Yeah. You did.
Will Word Girl be able to stop this monster all on her own?
No. I'm gonna need another set of hands. Hands I can trust. And Captain Huggy Face has those hands. Well, pause. Word up!
I think she's here. TJ, where are you going?
To the bathroom. I don't care about my sister's surprise party.
Everyone ready?
Surprise!
Word Girl?
What are you doing here?
I need the assistance of a monkey. My friend, Captain Huggy Face, is fighting crime in another town. A faraway town. And wow. You guys really did a job decorating this place.
It's our daughter's birthday!
Wow, that's a lot of presents.
Yeah, please don't touch those.
Oh, yes. My secret Word Girl supercomputer says that there is another monkey here.
Want to borrow Bob? I don't know. He might not be very good in a fight. He's not a fighting monkey.
I don't need him to fight. I just need him to assist me.
That's okay, then. Where is he? He was just here. Bob!
Bob!
Hey, Bob, how would you like to help out Word Girl? Excellent. Listen, Word Girl, we don't want him to miss Becky's party.
Are those ponies? For pony rides?
Yes, I thought my daughter would enjoy that, the act of riding on a pony, in a circle.
Yes, she would. Ponies.
Word Girl? Hello, Earth to Word Girl.
Oh, thank you, Botsford family. We must be off. We have to fight the pony monster. The electricity pony. Word up!
What's going on?
Oh, you just missed it. Word Girl was here, and...
Word Girl? Here? No!
Wow, look at him eat those cables. His appetite is almost as large as yours. Appetite. You know, having a hunger for something. In your case, that something is food. That thing has an appetite for energy. Okay, Huggy. We've got to take this thing out before it reaches the power grid and becomes too powerful for us to stop. Here's the plan. See that giant plug on the top of that building? Here. We need to go low. Huggy! Plug him in! Oh, yeah? You should look at yourself.
Thanks, Word Girl. You saved the city.
How did you do it?
It was easy. We just plugged the energy monster into the power lines.
Those aren't power lines. Those are telephone lines.
Oh, really?
Oh, my name is Mr. Cheese, and I've been walking and walking. Ooh, this looks like a comfortable bed. Who dares call Dr. Two Brains on his day off? Hello, Two Brains Resident.
Telephone lines, power lines, I'm sure it's fine.
No, they're actually quite different.
Come on, Huggy. We have a surprise party to go to.
Surprise!
Surprise! Oh, Bob, you're back. I have no idea what you're doing, Bob, but it sure is fun to watch. Look at this, everyone. This is why you buy a monkey.
Dum-dee-dum. Boy, it took a long time to do the errands. I wonder if anyone remembered my birthday today.
Oh, that sounds like Becky.
Everyone hide!
Surprise!
Wow, am I surprised? There is no way I could possibly know about this, and am therefore taken completely off guard.
Happy birthday, Becky.
We're proud of you, honey.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Now enough of this chit-chat, it's time for a pony ride! Pony, 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 pony,
so
pony,
Word
pony.
Girl saves the city from almost certain doom and earns herself a well-deserved pony ride. While Bob feeds his appetite and fills his rapidly expanding belly. Join us again next time for another super colossal episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Emily, you correctly defined the word devour. Ready to play the bonus round?
Sure am, Mr. Handsome.
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for devour. Okay, Emily, time's up.
Well, Dr. Two Brains is really gobbling up that cheese, which means he's devouring it. Number two.
That is correct. Congratulations, Emily. You've won the bonus round. Captain Huggy Face, show her what she's won. It's the world's largest baby carrot. Not again, Huggy. Sorry, Emily. Perhaps you'll win something Huggy can't devour next time. On...
May I have a word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
I like mystery because I feel like it brings out a lot of suspense and it makes you think, oh, what's the mystery gonna be? And it's sort of like a brain twister because you really want to know what it is.
I like the word elfin because not a lot of people know the word, and it means something like describing something like a fairy, which it kind of does, like small and mischievous and elf-like. That's why I like the word elfin.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what flabbergasted means. That's right! Flabbergasted means to be so surprised you can't think or act. Congratulations, Huggy. Flabbergasted.